for mile, and he goes, "Five's a mile." And I was going at a fair pace, 40 miles an hour in a 40 zone. And he's just got right on my arse. He was obviously somewhere in a hurry. Somewhere in a hurry, you know. And I thought, sod you. So I thought, sod you. I am not going to move over, and I'm going at my own pace. So I slowed down to about 20 miles an hour. It was a road about 4 miles long. And you just couldn't get past, you know. There was oncoming traffic, and you just couldn't get past. And I thought, fuck you, you're going to stop behind me, mate. And I'm going to do my own speed. And that annoyed him more than anything else. That was annoying him.
But why did you want to annoy him?
Because right, he was annoying me. It isn't a battle. No, it isn't a battle, but...
It's not who gets the best... No, but you shouldn't do. That's why there's so many accidents when people retaliate all the time. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm not saying I'm a fucking saint, because I've done it, and I'll probably do it again. But
doesn't it annoy you when somebody's sitting right up your arse, about 2 foot away from you? That's why I do.
Like I said,
20 miles an hour.
That's admitting to them and to yourself that's annoying you. If you just fucking carry on without changing your speed.
It don't annoy me. It annoys them.
Because it's annoying you, though.
Oh, no. I find it highly amusing that they're getting fucking flustered behind
me. You just said you did it because them up your arse, it irritates you.
Oh, yeah, that irritates me. But, I mean, it's gonna make them think again, isn't it? They don't have to sit right up your arse on your tail.
Yeah, of course it fucking will. Like I said, 9 times out of 10, if I touch the brakes, they'll drop back. And if they don't, then there ain't nothing I'm going to do that's going to make them drop back.
Well, there's plenty of things you can do to make them drop back.
Yeah, stupid things. Like slam on your brakes or go slow. If you're doing 20 in a 40 and a copper comes along and pulls both of you, it's going to be you that gets fucking done, not him. There's no law saying he can be a bitch up your arse as long as he don't hit you. If you're doing obstructing the flow of traffic by doing 20 and a 40 or 15 and a 30, then they can by law do you.
And I get done.
And like I said, if you do that, then it's admitting to them and to yourself that them being up your arse is irritating you. If you just fucking carry on as if nothing's happening, but you're aware of it being them doing that, then I think that's a psychological edge over them anyway. It's just a person attitude, obviously, but...
How can it be a psychological advantage? They've obviously got no sense to realise that a dog might run out in front of you, and you're doing 60 in a 60 zone, or 40 in a 40 zone, and you're going to have to slam on your ankles anyway. So it's them who are being stupid, it's not you who are being stupid.
That's what I'm saying.
So there's no psychological advantage.
Of course it is. If you show them that they're not getting at you...
Yeah, that's right, they ain't getting at me, I'm getting at them. I'm annoyed at them.
But can't you see, by retaliating, they are getting at you. If they hadn't have got at you, you wouldn't have retaliated. It's like if I come up and insult you, if it doesn't bother you, you won't say a thing. But if it does bother you, you come back and say something back.
Yeah, probably.
So if you don't react at all...
I can't get out of that car and say, you're a fucking wanker. The only way I can retaliate towards him to show him my disgruntment...
Don't you see you don't have to? Don't you see by not retaliating, you're already showing him something? It's just a personal opinion I have. It's like, I don't know if you ever see your parents told you, if people are taking a mickey out of you, ignore them. The same thing, if somebody's annoying you like that, ignore them. Like I said, don't get me wrong, I won't just let them sit there. I'll touch my brakes a couple of times, perhaps. Do the old bit with a mirror. And like I said, normally, if they're responsible drivers that have just happened to got a bit close, then they will drop back, as I've done.
9 times out of 10, they're fucking wankers.
But if they are wankers, nothing you do, including... I mean, I've done it in the past, slowed right down, and 9 times out of 10, it just incensed them to drive even closer.
Yeah, exactly. And
and then that's when you slam your anchors on and they're in the fucking wrong. But you've caused an accident.
That's it, simple as that, isn't it? I mean, you've caused an accident.
See, you, so in,
no, you,
you
haven't caused an accident because they are in the wrong. Anybody who lets anybody else up the arse, no matter what you fucking look
that,
at it,
I know that, Mark. But you would rather go through all the hassle and the debt of having the damage repaired to your car and all this just for the sake of a bit of a retaliation.
No, I wouldn't go as far as that anyway. But I'm saying they're in the wrong. It's not you in the wrong,
there
you're
is,
in the front.
There is no law saying that they can't drive that close to you. You're advised against it.
Yeah, exactly.
And then again, you're advised against going over the speed limit than most people do, I do. And I tell you, like I said, I'm not a saint, because like, a couple of times when I was first driving, especially in my fucking Sprint, because it was a quick car, I used to drive up people's arses and wait until I could overtake them. And if they did slow down, that used to incense me, and I'd go right up their arse and then probably try and cut them up when I went overtook them. And I fucking learned. I had a couple of close calls like that. People are slamming brakes on and stuff.
Yeah.
And I didn't so much. I just thought it happened to me a couple of times. You know, people are up my arse a couple of times, and I retaliated a couple of times.
Very, very rude. Bad drive.
Oh yeah, but
somebody should be right up your arse. So
oh, it's not good driving. No, I'm not saying that.
That's the way I look at it.
But can't you see that?
You just show them something to back off, as you say. And my way of doing that is to slow them down. And then 9 times out of 10, once they've got the hint, I'll speed it up again.
Like I said, I've slowed down in the past to people like that, and they haven't. You know,
well, if they don't, then you slow right down again. It's simple as that.
So that's affecting your journey?
No, it isn't, not really. My idea of a journey is get there in your own time. You don't have to fucking speed everywhere. It's better being late than not being there at all.
Can't you see that by retaliating,
you're
interrupting your own journey as well?
No, I can't. I'm sorry. You're on the lost cause, Skid.
Obviously. I mean, don't get me wrong.
If somebody's a bad enough driver to sit right up your arse, 2 foot away from you, then they deserve all they fucking get. Simple as that.
Well, I do agree with you. Slowing down probably does annoy them more than anything else you can do.
Yep.
But then again, I'd rather just let them get on with it. I'm not trying to convert you to the better way of doing things, because obviously I don't know whether that's
the better way of doing things, is it?
No, if you listened, Mark, without interrupting, I was just about to say, I'm not trying to convert you into a better way of doing things, because obviously I don't know whether that's a better way of doing things. It's just a different way of doing things. Yeah, but you interrupted.
Yeah, exactly.
No, and if you listened, I wasn't going to say that. This is why you and Chris are so alike. You won't let anybody fucking finish what they're going to say. You just jump in half-cock and get the wrong idea of the argument then. I was just about to say to you, that isn't the better way of doing things, because obviously neither of us knows that way. It's just a different way, and it was just a matter of opinion. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it doesn't really make no odds, as long as I'm not the bloke you're doing it to. But then again, I wouldn't be about to fire up your arse. I mean, like you said, you must have found yourself a couple of times getting close to somebody, and without realising it, and then they maybe touch the brakes and you back off.
No, I don't do that. I get you within about 10 feet on the motorway, or 20 feet on the motorway, and that's about as close as I get.
That's still too close.
Oh yeah, it's too close.
But touch their brakes and you realise, oh shit, I'm a bit too close here.
No, as I'm going towards them, I start touching my brakes anyway on the motorway. And I don't give them any of this shit with the lights in the front. If they're doing 70 miles an hour and I'm going faster and they're all the overtaking lanes are taken, then I'll slow down to their speed. I won't attempt.
No, but
go
I'm not
past.
Saying, haven't you found yourself a couple of times, not so much on the motorway and stuff, but you just.
No, not
you,
really.
You just find yourself up somebody's arse without realising it.
Not unless I'm doing it deliberately.
Oh,
no. About 15, 20 foot at a time.
That's too close.
That's not. They reckon you should leave a 2-second gap. If you're travelling at 30 or 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, have you got your own highway code here? What are the braking distances, you know?
15 or 20 foot is far too close.
Okay, that's
too close. But how many cars travel any further than that apart?
I certainly do.
Oh, right.
And that is one thing I'm not the best driver in the world, but that is one thing I do try not to do. Because as you say, no matter what the circumstances are, if I go up the back of somebody, it is my fault.
Yeah, exactly. I've been up to the back of too many fucking cars.
And you're still trying to drive 15 or 20 foot away.
No. Well, that was just a fucking example.
Well, I mean, I
don't know how far I drive away from it.
But you know? Whether you
it
think it's enough, 20, though.
It could be 20 foot, it could be 30 foot, it could be 40 foot. How far can you tell? All I know is that I think it's a safe distance for me to drive behind that car at any given time.
Yeah.
And the only way you can do that is when you judge, when you know your car.
What really bugs me is when I'm driving a good distance behind somebody and then somebody overtakes
you and fills
you
up. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you. last time I had to do this.
Thank you.
finish it.
Thank you.
far up the country were you?
Me thinks me have sharpened up.
out my blade too much. Or if I can, it's the wrong bloody end. Just glad I don't juggle with chainsaws.
There's somebody in the States
that does. Yeah, there is. He was on, what's that ventriloquist, Ron Lucas show, one weekend. Yeah, bloody three of them going. One slip and you're in the cafe, yeah? Quite large as well, weren't they? About a foot and a half blades on. No way. Can't even juggle three balls. You ever tried juggling the old three?
Can't do it.
Yeah, that's right.
Mick.
Metal Mickey. No, it was. Mick off. Mick. Worked in the park, what's in the Pioneer called? A little Yorkshire fella.
Mick. Mick. Yeah.
Bought a Proton motor car and then got the jack. Jacked it in or something. Did he jack or was he put? Yeah.
Nick snap one too.
Thank you.
Whereabouts were you born, Stu?
Sorry?
Whereabouts were you born?
Born?
Yeah, London. Yeah, London.
Brimley.
Tintin.
Tintin.
Tintin.